This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know who you remind me of? Alex Mitten.
Who?
Matt Hancock.
To be fair, I've always looked up to him. As a kid, I thought, that guy. I think he's just getting a bit of bad press. I think he's actually top bloke, really. You should get him on the podcast.
Maybe we should. Maybe, do you think he's listening to this?
Should we call him? Can you send him a message on Instagram?
Shall I try?
Big fan of your work, mate.
Okay, let me see.
He'd do quite well on Made in Chelsea, actually, I reckon.
Shall I see? Did you see the whole stuff that happened with him?
Mate, the video where he like pokes his head out the door to see if they've got like
Matt Hancock is on Instagram.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Send him a message.
All right, I'm gonna.
You seen that video in Parliament where he sits down like Woody? It's so bizarre. He just sits back and it's like,
what's that bit?
Google it. It's really good.
So wait, shall I send Matt Hancock a message asking him to come on the podcast? Yeah.
No, say
hey Matt,
I'm just reaching out from E4. We really like what you do.
No, we have to make it serious, otherwise he wouldn't come on. So I'm saying, hey Matt.
Hey Matt.
Hey Matt.
Big fan of the Tories. Where did you school? The school of hard cocks.
Okay, I'm gonna go, Matt. Hey Matt. Hey Matt. I do a.
Call him Matty.
We do a podcast called Private Parts. Private Parts, and we would adore, capital letters, adore for you to come on. Could we make this possible? Let's see, make this possible. Okay, send Jamie. Okay, I've sent it to Matt Hancock. Send it to him.
He's going to blow up now. This is like his big moment. He's going to be doing a tour of the UK.
You think so?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where that similarly happened to you?
What, where Matt Hancock's closed the door and tried to finger me in the office?
No, where you've kissed someone and you've been
caught on camera.
You've been caught on camera. Have you been caught on camera?
No, I've not been caught on camera.
You've been caught.
I mean, you got caught on national TV.
I didn't get caught on national TV.
I was lied my way out of it.
You called me from the liar himself.
Mate, I didn't lie.
And then when you were caught out.
The thing is, I didn't know. Because I'd blacked out, so I wasn't aware. So I was actually telling the truth.
What a role model you are.
Well, I was still doing that social experiment, so.
my favourite bit still to this day is when it was in Made in Chelsea series, I don't know what it was, series.
Series 7. Most watched ever series.
The funniest thing about Made in Chelsea series 7 is when we went into it, everyone just said, what's going to happen this season? God, I just don't really know if anything's going to happen. Everyone's really panicky about it. And Mitten, you put your cape on and you came to save the day. And my funniest bit of the whole entire thing was I remember everyone, all the producers and everyone knew that you and Spencer had had an, they were describing it, the producers were describing it as an orgy. That's what they said.
And also they assured me that that would not get included in the episode.
Hang on, yeah, but...
And it was in there seven times. My grandma phoned me up and she was like, darling, what's an orgy? I was just hung up the phone.
No, they didn't say orgy. The point was...
They did say orgy.
No, they didn't. They did.
They said it like seven times.
Okay, well, the whole... I remember
and
this.
And it wasn't an orgy.
I remember this, where they said, we don't know how... We can't say orgy because it's too much. So how are we going to pitch it? So I remember them watching you and think, oh, let's just let the scene play out and just see what happens. And you had no idea it was coming. And Lucy Watson was there. So,
but also, like, what I want to know is how it got out. When there's
wasn't my fault.
Such a close knit sort of fault. Like, you know, when you've got like a really good mate and it's just really tight and you know that
it was not my fault.
The leak can't come from them.
It was not.
Bellen.
I was not the leak.
You were the leak.
No, I was not the leak.
You were. You leaked it all over Lucy Watson. And
Spencer was the leak, and then I was forced to confirm it.
You just... Yeah, anything for airtime.
Anyway, I didn't get the airtime. You did. I was furious.
I got slapped.
Okay, so anyway, point was, is that you had... This party had happened, and you were going out with Binky Felstead at the time, and...
We were on a break.
You were on a break, and the producers were really confused at how that was going to be worded, because they thought an orgy was going to be too much, even though it wasn't an orgy, whatever. And they went, let's just let the scene play out. So the scene plays out, Lucy Watson comes in, they start fighting with you. And it coming to that point, and Binky's going, how many was it? How many was it? And all the producers are thinking, God, he's going to say orgy, I'm going to have to cut it. And you went, fine, it was two each. And they went, got it in the bag. Got it in the bag.
Anything for a good production.
That was bad, people.
That was a low moment. But like other people on the show, like when stuff goes, you know, doesn't go their way, they throw like quite a big strop. I'm just not very...
Not me. I didn't throw...
You throw massive strops. What, like, you just wouldn't turn up to filming. My reaction was, I lightly kicked a stool on the way out of the scene. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, but you are one of the most passive and kindest people I know. So your heart doesn't allow you to get angry. I don't think you ever get angry.
I have done.
Okay, so that sounds psycho.
Yeah, all right. I have done on my own.
If you were Matt Hancock, though, would you be upset?
You know what? Like, he's obviously not been that popular and he's probably not a great guy, but I do feel a little bit sorry for him because he's going to be getting so much abuse. Like, he won't be able to go anywhere now without being... His poor wife as well.
Well, the big thing about the wife is what it seems like is he's apologized for breaking social distancing rules, but he hasn't apologized for
breaking the sacred bond of marriage,
which is, I think, is a pretty bad thing.
Yeah, you have similarities to Matt Hancock.
What? Name one. Name one.
Well, you both sort of dress quite similar.
We both have the same haircut. Mine just—I bought mine.
He's the type of guy that will sort of get away with technicalities, hide behind the system.
Oh, okay. I get away with technicalities.
Yeah, you've always been good at that.
No, I do. I pick a road and I go down it. That's
sorry. What, you're sat now? I pick a road. It's not that big a deal these days, mate.
No, I do. I'll pick something and I'll go for that one point that people.
Sick, man. You are a role model. Also, can we just mention the fact that you actually tried to bully me out of coming today?
Really?
Yeah, I had a beer this weekend, so he messages me this morning and goes, you sure you're going to be all right for it? I was like, well, yeah, I feel fine. He's like, are you sure?
Yes. Okay. Like, okay, fine.
Fine if you have a beer.
Yeah,
but true. If I have one, you need to go to rehab.
Yeah, do you know what? I apologize, and I'm going to say it straight. I apologize. I think tell you what it is. All right.
You're just jealous.
You're younger than me. You're a year younger at the moment.
Feeling a lot younger.
Yeah, well, than you. You look a lot. Yeah, you look a lot younger.
You look a lot younger.
And do you know what? Yeah, maybe there is a bit of jealousy. You get to go out. You're having fun at the moment. And I don't want. My body doesn't allow me to do it. I've got too many responsibilities. I can't.
My body. What does your body tell you?
Oh, it tells me so many things.
Stay in and eat ice cream.
My body tells me so much. Tell you what, my bottom is telling me a lot of things at the moment. That's another story.
Should we talk about your butthole?
No,
again?
Not going to do it. Anyway,
let's get into it. Come on.
No, not going to do it. Anyway, listen, I think I woke up this morning. I had a few drinks on the weekend as well, and I felt a bit jaded today. And yeah, I was jealous.
Because I messaged you at 1:30 a.m. last night saying,
"What was my response?
I'll see you tomorrow." And you were like, "What are you doing up at 1:30?" I was like, "Fuck off!"
I also wasn't up at 1:30. Can I just make that clear? I wasn't up at what you were.
You'd
up
go to sleep so early.
Oh, now there's another dig. All right, you go to bed so late. Sounds like we're a married couple. Yeah. No, I didn't go to bed early. I went. I probably fall asleep around 11:30. That sort of time. Yeah, I don't really reply past 10. I have this annoying thing, though, when I go to bed. So Sophie, we have this really nice big shout out to And So To Bed, because they're a great company. Not that we're sponsored by them, they're just a good company. And I just don't even have a bed for them. I just love their branding. Their beds are amazing.
Why are they so good?
I don't know. They have one bed in there, right? They have a bed in And So To Bed that costs about 38 grand, a mattress, just a mattress.
Did you get that one?
No, I did not get that.
What did you get?
It's got a normal mattress.
Is it good for the rumpy pumpy? I've got a really good one. Simba. What is this? A little like mattress plug off.
Do you just look at the camera and say Simba?
Yeah, Simba. But it's good because if you've got...
Just quickly, do you call it the rumpy pumpy?
The rumpy pumpy. If you've got like, you know, say if you've got a mate staying over, because it's so like firm, they can be over that side of the bed wriggling around and you can't feel it.
Yeah, but so
that's a Simba mattress, by the way.
Okay, so I used to have a Simba mattress. It is foam.
Oh, not good enough for you, is it?
It's foam based, which some people like foam, and I'm not digging because Simba is great. But
so what base?
Mine is Springs. I got Springs.
Oh no!
Yeah, Springs. I got natural.
That's very 19th century, mate. That's,
what do you mean it's 19th century?
It's very old school.
You don't want a foam one.
Yeah, you do.
You don't want a foam one. Do you call it the rumpy pumpy?
You know, I slept on my Simba mattress in my living room for about 6 months. Because they
ever the role model again. Ever the role model. So,
you know, I've actually got really fun.
That's wicked, by the way.
Yeah, I know, it's sick.
You slept on your Simba mattress.
I nailed some cardboard against the window so the sunlight can come in as well.
Did you actually?
No. You fucking idiot. I had curtains. They were blackout blinds. Because it arrives and it's like vacuum packed.
Yeah.
So we like took it out of the box and I didn't know that it was vacuum packed. And I went like that on the thing and it just exploded into my room. And I was like, well, I can't get it out of here now. It's fucking massive. There's this huge Super King mattress. So I was like, I'll just sleep on the floor for a bit. I'm like one of those blokes that if I don't have like a woman in my life, I literally will just, they'll be sat on a deck chair in the middle of an empty room.
Yeah, with nothing. I like the fact that it was like a life jacket that you just opened and then you're like, oh, I'm just going to have to sleep here. I do know what you mean in those kind of cases. Anyway, I want to go back to the point. You call it rumpy pumpy.
In certain moments, certain circles.
Okay, if you're in a frisky mood.
Yeah.
And you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
What do you say to your other half if you
schedule it in?
Is that what you say every time?
Just schedule it in. Yeah,
you have to say schedule it in.
Do you schedule it in yourself, or is it sort of quite?
I don't schedule.
Who's the instigator?
I'm the instigator.
I feel like you are. Yeah. She sort of, you pester her.
What do you mean, like pester? I don't pester her.
It's not like a
pester.
Like she feels it's sort of like feeding the machine, like feeding the parking. But she's like, fine, I've got to put something in it. Fuck it.
No, we did have that. She won't mind me saying this. We did have this thing.
She probably will.
Yeah, she'll hate it. She'll hate it, but I can say it. No, so I do. I instigate it most of the time. But then the other night we were lying in bed and she couldn't sleep. And so she woke and went downstairs. And it was like 2 a.m. Then she came upstairs and she was like, for the first time in like months, started to try it. And I was knackered. So I was
she'd gone downstairs and put on the TV, seen someone she fancied and gone, let's just try and remember that. Jamie. Quickly.
Hello, all you lovely private parters. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. Of course, here with Mr. Alex Mitten, our lovely guest host. How are you, Mitt?
Good. That check you wrote me is bounced, by the way. Still hasn't paid me. I've been doing this for about a month now.
You still haven't been paid.
Empty promises.
Empty promises? It's no empty promises.
Said you gave me an Uber and it was a donkey outside.
It'd be harder to get a donkey into the city than it would be an Uber.
A donkey in the city?
The sequel to Babe in the City.
I love that movie.
What? Babe, Pig in the City, you liked?
Babe, it's called Babe, right?
Yeah, Babe.
But the
was
Babe, Pig in the City was the sequel, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That one. Hey, all you private partners, welcome to another glorious episode. As always, Mitt, what we like to do on the bonus episode, above all, just talk nonsense and things about Matt Hancock, is read some reviews as well, which is always fun. We get sent in these reviews, so thank you so much for sending them in. If you do want to send in any emails or reviews, please do contact at privatepartspodcast.com or send us a DM at privatepodcast. I have one which is an Amazon review, and it says, How to Avoid Huge Ships by Captain John W. Trimmer. And it says, the title is Good Advice for Most Readers, but Doesn't Cover All Bases. And it goes, there is one major oversight in this generally well-written book. And that is, it addresses anemiate readers exclusively. What? As a large rock in the Tyrian Sea off the coast of Jiglo Island, I've recently been confronted with instances with which avoiding huge ships was of fundamental interest to my own personal well-being. What the hell is this about? This is the worst review I've ever heard.
I think he's been sleeping on a mattress in his living room. He sounds a bit bonkers.
He says, this is, what? However, the methods presented in Captain Trimmer's book was none too useful in my efforts to avoid huge ships, as I was recently struck by a very large ship indeed, a cruise vessel called the Costa Concordia. I think the ship came off slightly worse than my exchange, but the experience was disruptive to my afternoon and rather jarring. What the hell is this about? That's nonsense.
A bit lost in that, mate. I'm not sure what's going on.
I think I was a bit lost in that one. Okay, I'm going to leave that. I got another review, which is
by
Adam. It's about a mattress.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's one star.
What type?
I don't know. It's one star. It says beds should look like beds. And the review goes, I ordered this when I was drunk because I thought it was a gigantic ice cream sandwich. It is not. It's a bed. It's not the $150 ice cream sandwich I wanted.
It does look a little bit like an ice cream sandwich.
If you go onto our social media, you can see, why would he order that from Amazon? The next one is two star, too much pain, which is another Amazon review. It's of a loo brush. And it says, causes too much pain and agony. Don't know why it's so popular nowadays. I'm just going to use toilet paper.
Oh, God, can you imagine why? You use a bidet, don't you?
I've never. Do you use a bidet?
You love a bidet.
No.
You love the feeling of hot water being...
Have you? You've never been to Japan, have you?
I've not.
In Japan, they have these sort of toilets that talk to you.
Oh, it's like a little mechanical robot.
And
it sprays your ass.
It sprays you, but also it's got some infrared system. Because wherever you sit, it hits you. It does.
What were you doing? Trying to... Ooh.
It does. It's if you squidge the side, it'll find you. Oh, it'll find you.
It'll get you. A little bit like you and Raffles back in the noughties. Wherever you go, I'll find you.
Okay, we have one which is a 5-star Amazon review called The One, and it says this: whenever I get a package,
not talking about your book, is it?
No,
whenever I highly doubt it.
Whenever I get a package of plain M&Ms, I make it my duty to continue the strength and robustness of the candy as species to the end. I'd hold M&M duels. Taking two candies between my thumb and forefinger, I apply pressure, squeezing them together until one of them cracks and splinters. That is the loser, and I eat the inferior one immediately. The winner gets to go another round.
He's gonna turn out to be a murderer.
I have found that in general, the brown and red M&Ms are tougher, and newer blue ones are generally inferior. I have a belief that the blue M&Ms as a race cannot survive long in the intense theatre of the competition that is the modern candy and snack food world. Occasionally, I get a mutation, a candy that is mishappen, or a pointer. When I reach the end of the pack, I am left with one M&M, the strongest of the herd. Since it made no sense to eat this one, well, I pack it neatly in an envelope and send it to M&M Mars. and saying how amazing it is. This week they wrote back to me to thank me and sent me a coupon for a free bag of M&Ms.
I think the police now need to get around his house immediately. You know, I nearly choked on an M&M once. Nearly died.
Oh, really? What happened?
I was throwing them up in the air and it was an especially big one and it just went straight down like that. So I go into my dad and I was like, just puts the kettle on. I was like, what are you doing? I'm dying. But actually, there was method in the madness. He was making a cup of tea. So he starts making a cup of tea, then gives it to me, and it melts the chocolate. And I was like,
sorry, how long were you choking for?
Quite a while.
Kettle takes 3 minutes to boil.
He stirred it slowly, just watching me. Here you go. It worked, though.
Why did he make tea? Why didn't he just give you hot water?
I don't know. Well, because you don't want to drink hot water.
Hang on a second. In the moment of death.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very, very British thing.
In the moment of death, you're choking. You still just want a cup of tea. You're not going to take anything.
That's it.
It's not nice to drink hot water. I haven't told you my big news, by the way. I totally forgot as I was reading those things.
Finally.
I, on Saturday, got a hole in one in golf.
For the first time ever?
For the first time ever.
That's great.
I got a hole in one.
That's really
149 yards, par 3, 8 iron in there, went hole in one. Never done it before. Filmed the whole thing.
How do you feel?
Feel fantastic.
Sick.
And the funniest thing about it is I was playing with my mum's stepdad and I filmed it. I was so excited. My mum's stepdad just started to go in the background. They started clapping me like that. And it looked like I'd ordered them as a sort of crowd to start clapping.
I've not got into golf yet.
You haven't?
I'm not quite there.
Okay, we got one more review, which is another 5-star one. Be careful, it's really sharp. It's about a knife. It says, this one sharp knife, I have 8 stitches in my left index finger to prove it. That, of course, was my fault and the result of a momentary lack of attention while slicing a loaf of ciabatta bread. But I can say with very personal...
Ciabatta.
But I can say with very personal authority that this knife slices cleanly and almost painlessly. It's a great feel and the handle end and makes quick work of any kind of bread, especially ciabatta. I highly recommend it.
Well, you know, my dad once stabbed me in the eye with a knife.
What is going on? No, he didn't.
He had this like old boat that he'd repaired, and we were on it one summer. I was really young. My parents had divorced at this point, and you know, there's always a bit of tension.
Is this your like soppy story? Oh, poor me.
No. Anyway, my dad decides to try and swat a wasp with a knife and stabs me in the eye by mistake. I had to phone my mum from the hospital being like, yeah, I just stabbed him in the eye.
He tried to swat a wasp,
mate,
with a knife.
He's a kooky guy.
Right, to all you lovely listeners, also what we like to do on the bonus episode is we like to champion those who need it most, to the unsung heroes, to individuals, communities, charities, which we believe really deserve a big shout out. We do this every single episode, bonus episode. So again, if you would like to nominate someone or an individual or community or charity, please get in touch and we'll read it out. And also donate some cash, that we always like to do. And we have one which is, says, hello. Firstly, I would like to say I'm a huge fan of the podcast and really enjoy listening. I work for an organization called Support Through Court who help vulnerable people in the family and civil courts who are having to face the court process alone. The people that come to us are usually going through emotional and difficult situations, including divorces, custody battles, domestic violence restraints, wrongful employment dismissals, and they cannot afford legal representation. If they cannot receive the support from us, they risk not fairly accessing justice because they are overwhelmed and confused by the system that was designed for legal professionals and not the everyday person, and therefore cannot best represent themselves. We are a small charity and our service is delivered entirely by volunteers. Funding can help us to expand our service and reach more vulnerable people as we see the ever-increasing demand for us. You can read more about our work here. We're going to leave the link below. It's www.supportthroughcourt.org/about/r-charity. You're not going to remember that, so we're going to have to put that in the link below. But thank you for doing so such wonderful and generous work with our platform, and keep up the good work. From Katie. How nice is that?
Lovely.
So there are some really nice people out in the world.
I know. You should take a leaf out of their book, mate.
I do. Well, look,
what charitable stuff are you up to these days?
Oh, loads.
Like what?
Well, I'm becoming an ambassador for a charity.
Sick.
Yeah, I am. I can't
guy.
Say it.
Such
though,
a
yeah?
good guy. Oh, are you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out which one it is.
Well, we like talking about mental health a lot, so possibly on that side, isn't it?
Little hint there.
little tiny hint. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed a little bonus episode. Hopefully, Matt, should we see if Matt Hancock has replied?
Yeah, have a little look, see what he's up to.
Oh my God, he's replied.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. Imagine. Gotcha. Oh, Matty Hancock.
He might be with Sophie.
Nah.
Yeah, he might be.
Shall I phone her up and ask if she's with Matt Hancock? Let's just see quickly. Hold on. We'll ask and then we can hang up. There we go. Let's just ring her. Let's see if she is. Hold on.
Oh, that's great.
Are you with Matt Hancock?
That's the yes.
Are you with Matt Hancock?
Are you doing your podcast?
Nope. We are not. Love you. Love you.
She must hate going out with you because every phone call, you never know what's what.
Yeah, but that's the funness of it. You never know what you can expect. All right, everybody, listen, we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Until then, play safe and be cool.
Woohoo.
See you later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.